All right, before we start the Chazara, we wanted to just make a few more points on the sugya of Ha'u Arva on Daf Lamed Beis. That will also be on the Bechin as well. Okay, Ha'u Arva. Get up to the Chazara, okay? Hopefully. We had said the following. Number one, we asked in the story, if we just refresh our memories in the story, the Arev said to the Lov, I paid back the loan for you. I'd like to be paid back. And the Arev said, yes, I thank you for paying back the Malveh, but I did pay you back already. And then the Arev says, but you borrowed from me again. And that was the dispute at hand. And the Psak of the Gemara was, it's a Safek, and the Lova does not have to pay the Arev. That's what the Gemara said. That's only in a situation where he said, you borrowed from me again. But if he said, I returned to you the currency that was bad, then the Malva Taka, then the Arev Taka wins. That was the Gemara black and white on Lamed Beis, Omed Beis. Now, we pose the following question. Number one is, how do you know the fellow is the Arev? So we gave three Terutzim. Okay, let's get that very quickly. We gave three Terutzim in the rush. One is, there was a Shtar Arvis. Okay? One, there was a Shtar Arvis that it was written to him. The Lova wrote the Arev Shtar, you are my Arev. Number one. Number two is, it said it in the Shtar Halva. Said in the actual Shtar Halva who the Arev was. Number two, Alan. And number three is the following, and that is that the Lova was Moda. So we said if the Lova was Moda that he was in the Arev, doesn't he have a migri? He could have been quiet and say you're not an Arev? Could have denied him. Why does the Gemara say he only wins because of a Safek? So the Ayala Sashlucha answers that kasha. I want you to get that down. That would be a migri l'mafreya. Migri l'mafreya, we know law and reading according to Roe Post. And why is that a migri l'mafreya? Because his first comment was he agreed that he was his Arev. What are you going to tell me as a migri later on to say you're not my Arev? That would change the story from the first one. So that's why that kasha is not a legitimate kasha. We left that as a kasha. Now today we're answering it. These are three ways we know the Arev is the Arev. That's number one. Number two, we pointed out, how do we know the Arev paid the Malva? How do we know the Arev actually paid the Malva? Maybe he's telling us a story. What does the Rosh say? He's Kabalti. He actually wrote in there, the Malva wrote in the loan, I got my money. He's Kabalti Mos. I got my money. He wrote Beferish, I got my money. This is also what the Rosh says. That answers the second question we posed. How do you know that he paid the Malva? How do you know the Arev paid the Malva? Because the Malva writes it. He writes his name and he says, he's Kabalti Mos. He says Beferish. Okay? Now, the Rosh, I'm sorry, the Rashba just adds one more phrase, V'nasan lo schuso. V'nasan lo, the Rashba adds on, V'nasan lo schuso. And you gave him V'nasan lo schuso, and he gave him his schus. V'nasan lo schuso. We're talking about a case with the Malva, his Kabbalah, V'nasan lo schuso, he gave him his schus. Now what does this mean? The third question we must pose and answer is as follows. How is it that the Malva is able to transfer to the Arev the Shtar? Everyone follow my question? Again, the first question we answered is, how do we know the guy's an Arev? Three answers. Right? And we answered the kasha of its Moda, why he has no Migu. The Gemara said he won because of something. Should win because he has a Migu. No, it's a Migu, I'm afraid. Second question is, how do you know the Arev paid the Malva? He wrote his Kabbalti Mos. The Malva writes to him. And the Rosh bans on the phrase of Nostal Suso. The third question we pose is now, and let's get it, how on earth can the Malva transfer the Shtar from himself to the Arev? Is Parati believed against the Shtar? What do we always say? If a Lovitz says Parati, is he believed against the Shtar, yes or no? You tell me. Is Parati Neman against the Shtar? Parati Neged Shtar, Lo Neman. Why not? Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. Why would the Malva have the Shtar? Shtarcha Biyadi, my boy. We've said this before, right? Parati is not believed against the Shtar. That's if it's your Shtar. Who says the Arev have the right to have the Shtar? Why can't the Lova just say, I paid? So what, the Arev has a Shtar? It's no great shakes. It's no great shakes. And therefore, since it's no great shakes, Therefore, you have to explain to me, masber to me why, you have to be masber to me why, in fact, the Arid has the ability to say, I have the star. In what sense was he Kona the star? So here, there are three possibilities. Let's get them. How on earth was the Arid ever to get the star? So the first possibility is as follows. The Shach writes the following Chiddush. The Shach says there was Ksivu Mesira and there was Iskabalti. The Shach writes Ksivu Mesira, we spoke about that on Monday. You gave the star, that's a kinyan, but you also write up another star that you're selling the star. That's what the Chum say. Osius Mikdus B'Mesira is only according to who? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Narkadosh. Chum say in Ksivu Mesira. So there was Ksivu U'Mesira. You wrote up a separate star, giving the star from the Mabel to the Arif, plus the fact you give it over, and you wrote the Iskabalti. The Tumim asks on the Shach, why do you need both? Why do you need both Ksiva Mesira and Iskabalti? The Tumim asks, why do you need the phrase Iskabalti? Ksiva Mesira should be enough. I can sell any star. If I'm a Mav and someone owes me money, I can sell the star to Zach or to Ari. You don't have to say Iskabalti. The Tumim asks, Lama Tzarich Iskabalti? Why do you need Iskabalti? Ksiva Mesira should be enough. Therefore, the Tumim argues, and the Tumim says as follows. The Tumim says, Beferish, that all you need is Mesira and Iskabalti. Rak Mesira and Viskabalti. You tell me, why don't you need Ksiva Mesira? I thought the Chum say, oh, so you think this Mesira is not acceptable. Tzarech Mesira Viskabalti. Why do you need what? Why is it that Mesira is enough? The answer is you're an Arev. You're not a guy out of nowhere. You're an Arev. So it's enough that you could just be given the star with Viskabalti. That should be enough. That would be enough. You don't need a classical dinim chir stars. The Arev's not a guy from nowhere. He's in the picture. He's a cosigner. So Mesir is enough and Iskabalti. And on this, the Nesivus argues, I want you to get it, and the Nesivus says, Beferish, all you need is Mesira. Rak, Sarich, Mesira. All you need is Mesira. You don't even need Iskabalti. You don't even need Iskabalti. You're an Arev. All you need is given the star and that's it. You don't even need Iskabalti. It's enough to be given the star. That's how you could transfer the star over. Rak Sarich Mesira. You don't need to have, you're an Arev. If you're an Arev, you are in the picture. And if you're an Arev that has a star, that means what? That means a Lova, you better pay up. That means a Lova better pay up. And therefore, that's the Chiddush that we're talking about here. Rak Sarich Mesira. You wouldn't even need Iskabalti according to the Nesivus. So I want you to get this. These are three ways how you could transfer the star. Three different opinions. You need Ksiva Mesira Iskabalti. Shach says you need everything. Tumim says, what do you need Iskabalti? Ksiva Mesira should be enough. So he says you need Mesira and Iskabalti. And the Siva says you don't even need what? You don't even need Ksiva Mesira. All you need is Mesira. You don't even need Iskabalti. I'm just wondering though, according to the Nesivus, how do you know he got paid? How do you know the Arif paid him? According to the Nesivus. If all you need is Mesira, how are you going to know that he was paid? You follow what I'm asking? What's the proof that the Arif really paid them out? He has a star. I guess just having the star is enough. Having the stars enough of a riot. That's what the Nesivus will say. You're not a guy off the street. You have proof you were the Arif. Why else do you think I have the star? That's the Svara. Why do you think I have the star? Because I paid him. Therefore, he gave me the star. I was in place of the Lova. That's why the Nesivus says you don't need Iskabalti. So you must get that. These are three questions we posed. Number one, who the Arif is. Number two is, did he pay the what? Did he pay the Malva? And number three is, how do you transfer the star from the what? Malva to the Arif. Okay, let's begin Chazar. Lamed Aleph from an Aleph, after the two dots, we had a Machloikis. Let's begin. B'men Nechleku Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman the Rovo, and Lamed Aleph from Aleph, Echis Barnet the Machloikis. We'll go into this question tomorrow, Blinetter, but let's assume Pasha like the response. There's no one squatting on the land. No one. One man comes forward and says, I have Edom, that it was my father's, and I have Edom that I squatted on it for 3 years. The other man contests that and protests that and disputes that, and he says, I have Edom, that it was my what? I have Edom that it was what? What does it say, Beferish? He has Edom that it was what? That it was what? That he ate the Shnei Chazaka, but he has no Edom that what? That it was his father's. That's the way the Bach breaks it down. One guy says my father ate shnei chazaka. The other guy says it was just my father's. Okay? So let's get it. One guy said it was my father's and I ate shnei chazaka. The other guy just had a raya that what? That it was his father's. Not that he ate it 3 years. The Bach fixes it, right? The way the Bach has it is zelmer shalavosi v'chalta shnei chazaka v'zelmer shalavosi. And that's it, right? So that's the way we said it according to the Bach. One fellow has ate him that his father ate it, and he ate there 3 years. The other guy has ate him that what? The Bach said that beferish, Zach. We said it beferish. That's what we read the Gemara.
That's just what they said. The Edim is after that, isn't it?
No, that's the case in the Gemara. Zelmer Shalvois, he touches it up. That's the case in the Gemara. One guy has ate him on what? On the fact that he ate it, and he has ate him that it was on the Avos. The other guy has what? The other guy has ate him that what? That he just what? He just ate Chazaka. He has no riot. They cancel out each other. What's the din? So it's a Machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman. What's a Machlekes? Rava says as follows. Rava says that if some of your edus is contradicted, you throw everything out. Edus shabat l'miksasa bat l'kula, Rava says by hakasha. Edus shabat l'miksasa bat l'kula, Rava says by hakasha. Okay, that's the din. Edus shabat l'miksasa bat l'kula. That's the chiddush, okay? That's the chiddush. Again, the Bach said, zemer shal avoyse v'chalta shnei chazaka, zemer shal avoyse v'chalta shnei chazaka, right? Each guy has that claim. Okay, like Zach's horror is correct. Again, let's review the case. Each guy says that he ate on it for 3 years and it was his father's. But we have only one guy that what? Brings proof on both, right? And we only have one guy that only brings proof that what? On half of it. So what's the din? So Rav Nachman is of the opinion, Eidu Shabbat Miksasa Balakulo on Hachasha. You throw everything out. And Rav Nachman argues. Rav Nachman says it's a face-off. It's a face-off on regarding what their fathers, but on the concept of who what, on the concept of granted regarding the chila, right, regarding the eatings, there was a face-off, there was a contradiction. But regarding what? Regarding the edus and the father, there is no contradiction. So therefore, the fellow who was not contradicted regarding his father, taka what? Taka wins. So Nachamo, the case is as follows. You have the following. You have two guys protesting and contesting a piece of land. They both had Aiden that they ate there 3 years, but only one of the two guys had Aiden that his father was there. So the fellow according to Rava, it's a no one wins. You cancel everything out. According to Rav Nachman, the eatings are what are conflicted with each other. Therefore, they cancel each other out. Regarding the Avosa, who says it was contradicted? So the guy who had ate him, that was his father, Taka wins. That's the Machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman. Okay? No. Again, Nachamo, one more time. The case is very simple. Each guy claims that it was their father's and they ate their 3 years. Only one of the guys has ate him on what? On both. One of the guys just has ate him that he ate there. Okay? That's all. So the eating what? It's a face-off. Regarding the father, only one of the guys had ate him that was his father. So Rava says you throw what? Rava says you throw everything out. Rav Nachman says the halacha is that the din is that whatever is not canceled sticks. So how do we mimaz with this machlokes Rava Rav Nachman? We said as follows. According to the Ritva, it is a issue of Eidu Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula. Do you say it by Hachasha? Do you say Eidu Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula by Hachasha? Yes or no? Rava says yes. Rav Nachman says no. That is the way the Ritva is masbah the Smachloikis. And we said that this is, at least according to Taisvis, this is considered to be not two complete Eiduyoses. It's one Eidus enough to say Eidu Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula. It's one Eidus enough to say Eidu Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula. That's the way we said it according to the Ritva and the notes in the Ritva, that it's not like Geneva Vitvicha, it's enough of one Eidus to be called Eidus Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula. So Rava says, yes, you do. Rav Nachman says, you don't. That's one way that we said it, but we said a different way. There was another way that we remind with this Machlaikis. And that is as follows according to Chaim Moser. Do you say Eidus Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula only when there's a problem in the Gufa Eidim? Or do you say it also when there's a problem in the tochen edus, in the content of the edus? That's a machlokes also between Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav says, not only do we say it if a guy's a Rasha, edus shabbat maksasa balakulu, but we also say if the content of the edus is also what? Contradicted. We throw out all the edus. We throw out all the edus. And Rav Nachman says, no. You only say edus shabbat maksasa balakulu when the gufa edim is a Rasha. When the gufa edus is a Rasha, then you say it. Not if the token of the edus is contradicted. Whatever's contradicted, you throw out. The other part's not contradicted, you leave it. Fine. Then it's token content. Content. The gufa edim, what is different? Okay, that answers number one. Number two. The question is, you say edus shabbat maksasa balakulu only if one of the edim is a Rasha, a ganef, a psula guf. The question is, do you say it if there is a problem in the token? The content of the edus has been contradicted. Nothing wrong with the guy himself. Do you still say the shabbat maksasa balakulu? Rav says you do. Rav Nachman says, I'm sorry, you don't. This is what Reb Chaim Moser said. So we had two different biurim. Please get them. That's number one. Number two. What's the machlokes ben Abaye v'Rava b'Bakamet Avayim Beis v'Beis l'Gavei Eid Zomen and give the two Lashonas in the Gemara? Okay? So borrow the Gemara for a moment. Okay? The first Lashon in b'Bakamet states as follows. There is a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Eid Zomen. When you find an Eid to be a Zomen, which we know what it means. The second set says the first set, Imanu Hayisim. You were with us in Los Angeles at 8 a.m. when you testified on Wednesday morning there was a murder. There's no way you could have seen a murder in New York at 11 a.m. That's Eid Zomen. The second set wins, which we'll discuss, Bishop Shem. Eid Zomen wins. The second set wins over the first set, and the first set is declared as an Eid Zomen. When is that Eid Zomen puzzle? They testified in June. They were caught Eid Zomen in August. When do we puzzle them from? From June or from August? Machlok is Abaye v'Rava. Abaye says, L'mafrehu nifsal. You puzzle them from June. And Rava says, you puzzle them from August. Why? The first Lashon of the Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Ayin Beis and Beis writes as follows. That according to Abaye, the notion of Eid Zomen institution is a chiddushu. Why should you rely on the second set over the first set? They're equal. It's a chiddush. What do we say chiddush means? Tosin Yavamas Roshetna always says, and Navzayin Amarav, Shavra Sosa is a klal. Something that contradicts the rule, goes against the grain. And what's the mandate? Letzamsim. Ein l'chabal l'chidusho. Rava says Eid Zomen is a chiddush. You passel them only from August on. Mikan l'havo. Abaye says, l'mafrehu nifsol. Rava says, Mikan ulahava hunifsal. A machloikis Abaye v'Rava. And it depends upon what is the nature of Eid Zomen. If it's a chiddushu, you're mitzamsem the chiddush. That is what Rava says. Abaye holds the mafrei hunifsal. That's the first lashon. Then the Gemara has a second lashon of Baba Kama that states as follows. The Gemara says, in Baba Kama and in Beis and Beis, it says, according to the second lashon, the Gemara says, Rava also holds like Abaye, l'mafrehu nifsal, but there's something called Seida de Lekuchos. All those deals between June and August, you're going to mess up the buyers. You're going to take fields away from the buyers, because they testified on cases where people bought real estate. Now you're going to take it away from them because they're declared as being possible? It's not fair to them. So in reality, Abaye holds like Rava. You should what? Rava holds like Abaye. You should pass on the mafreya. But he says there's a din called Pseida de Lekuchos. Pseida de Lekuchos means that Hefker Beis and Hefker in the under the governing rights of Beis Din, that they can stop the psul and they can what? And they can say they'll only be possible from August and not all the way back to June. So that is the second lashon of the Gemara that Rava also holds. Rava also holds like Abaye. Rava holds like Abaye, you should pass on the mafreya, but because of Lekuchos, we up the psul. All the way to what? All the way to August. We don't pass them all the way back in what? In June. And the Gemara asks, what's the nafkamina between the two Lashonos? So please get it. There are two cases of nafkamina. Let's say two Eidim come on one guy. They say, Imanu Hayisa. Two Eidim come on one guy. Imanu Hayisa. In that case, what will be the din? There's no Chiddush in that case. Two versus one. Two wins, right? Normally, Eid Zom is a Chiddush because it's two against two. You believe the second set. Here there's no chiddush, it's two against one. So according to the man d'amar who holds what? Chidishu, the first lashon, they will be pasul when? L'mafreya. But according to the man d'amar who holds pseida lukuchos, you still have a problem messing over guys, of buyers. So therefore, they'll be only pasul mikan l'havo. That's the first nafkamina. And the second nafkamina is if the second set says the first set, they're gazlanim. Not on iman o'yisim, but he says they're gazlanim. What do you say in that case? In that case, what do you say in that case? There's no what? There's no chidish in that case. The second set should beat out the first set. So they'll be pasul when? Le what? Le mafreya, according to the first lashon. Because the first lashon, there's no chidish when the second says they're gazlanim. But if you hold this pseudo lekuchos, there's still going to be buyers getting messed over. So they'll only be pasul mikan l'havoy. That's what I can the Gemara there in Baba Kama. I invade the maze running out of time. Give a woman up. Please get that. Those are the two lashonos lefi abaye the rava, and the Gemara gives two nafkaminas. And how do we paskin? In all of Shas abaye the rava, halacha ki rava, except for yal kegam. And the ayin in yal kegam is eid zomim. So we hold like abaye the min lemafreya hu nifsal against rava. So those are the two lashonos in Baba Kama on daf ayin. Okay? And that's the way we paskin. Fine, that answers number what? Number two. Number three. How did the Rav Zatzal be mazbe the machloikis between Abaye and Rav Alafi, the first lashon? The Rav said as follows. According to the first lashon, there's a fundamental machloikis here, Abaye the Rav. What is the getter of the psul of Eid Zomim? Is it the Maisa Sheker? Is it the lie that the guy's lying? Then he's going to be puzzled from June. That's when he lied. That's Abaye. And Rav says no. The Hagdara of Eid Zomim mean puzzle is the fact that you were caught as an Eid Zomim. It's like a status. Not that it's a good status, but you've been caught as an Eid Zomim. That's the nature of the Aveir. Once you're caught as an Eid Zomim, that's the Aveir. And when are you caught as an Eid Zomim? Not in June. When were you caught? In August. And therefore, Mikan Lahava Hu Nifsal. And that's why the Rav pointed out from the Ramban Al HaTorah. The Ramban Al HaTorah writes in Parsha Ki Teitzei, Arba Srichim Hachroza. There are four Aveiras that need announcement on the Sholosh Regalim. What are the four Aveiras? Zakin Mamre, the rebellious rabbi, Mesis, a Jew that tries to cause another Jew to do Avodah Zarah, Ben Sora Mora, and number four, what's number four? Eidim Zomim. Eidim Zomim, Mesis, Ben Sora Mora, and Zakin Mamre. All those four things need an announcement. Why? The Ramban says because most Aveiras in the Torah are action oriented, Maisa Aveira. There are some Aveiras that are outcome oriented. You minimize its importance because the action is not really prohibited. It's just the results that emerge from this and emanate from it. So I don't wouldn't think it's such a big deal. That's why on Shlosh Regalim we announce it to Klai Yisrael. It's a horrible thing. Even a Totsoas Aveira is just as bad. And the Rav Zatzal pointed out, please get it, it's no coincidence by every one of these four Aveiras. There's either a psak in the Gemara that there's no need to have Asra, or at least there's a day in Rishonim. Go through it. Mesis. Chesem and Bez and Sanhedrin. There's no din of Asra. You can hide two Adam behind a fence, and they can catch a Jew. Why? Because what's the purpose of Asra? To determine whether the Aveira was Bemezid or Shogeg. But if the Aveira is Totsah oriented, there's no need to have Asra. Zuk and Mamre. Beferish and Gemara Sanhedrin, Peheim and Bez. There's no need of Asra. Eidim Zomimim, the Pharaoh Shigamar Ksubis Lamed Bezim and Aleph. There's no din of Asra. Now, Abaye V'Rava, they give technical reasons, but the bottom line, that's the din. It's Totsah oriented. And Ben Sora Mor is Machlokish Rashi and Rambam, whether you need Asra. But that's what the Rav point out, a tremendous Chiddush based on that Ramban. If the Aveir is outcome oriented, there's no need to have Asra. Asra is only important when you need to determine whether the Mais Aveir is Beshogir and Bemezid. And that's exactly how the Rav was modeled in the first Lashon Gemara and Baba Kama. Rava holds the nature of Eidim Zomim is outcome oriented. Once you're caught as an Eidim Zomim, that's the Aveira. Melech Mikadalav Nisal. Abaye says, no, it's a standard Mais Aveira. The Mais Aveira is from the time you lied. You lied in June, that's when you're puzzled from the time of June. Four, let's go. Lama ba'azoma kachnia minatzeach. Oh. Now, what's the answer to that? Why is the second set believed to say Imanu Hayisa? Hayita. Why is the second set believed over the first set? Oh. So you could simply say it's exercise kosef, okay, which it is. But the Ramban and the Tur give a bit of a hesber. And they say as follows. The second set is coming along and saying the first set, you guys are avodah zara niks. You guys are machalei Shabbosniks. You guys eat ham. They're not attacking the Eidut. They're attacking the Eidim. It's not a face-off when you talk about Azama. The second set is attacking the first set's goof. And therefore, the second set wins. Not a face-off. That's what we point out as the fundamental difference between Hazama and Hachasha. Hachasha is the contradiction of information. That's not what Hazama is. Hazama is you're attacking their goof. That's why the second set wins. And that's considered to be what? That's considered to be the Hezber of the Tur and the what? And the Ramban. Very beautiful what? Beautiful Chiddush. But we have to add on to this, we said. Okay? What do we have to add on to this? We said as follows. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says it's a Xeris Akosiv, and that's all he says. Mamish Xeris Akosiv and finished. He says nothing more. It's Xeris Akosiv. He doesn't say like the Torah and the Ramban, or does he not? So we said as follows. Please get it. The Kesef Mishnah writes that both Rav and Abai hold that it's a Chiddush, that the second set wins. The question is how, what is the scope of the Chiddush? Do you limit the Chiddush or do you extend it? Machlokes Rav and Abai. That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes in the Rambam. And therefore what? Therefore the Rambam holds it's purely a Chiddushu. He doesn't go with the Torah and the Ramban. Whereas according to the Torah and the Ramban, only according to Rav is it a Chiddush. But according to Abaye Shmuel, what is it? It's a Svara. And that's why the Torah and the Ramban write a Svara. How could the Torah and the Ramban write a Svara? It's a Chiddushu. Who said it was a Chiddush? Rav said it was a Chiddush. We don't hold like Rav. The Torah and the Ramban say, well, like Abaye. Why does Abaye say Lamafrehu Nifsel? Because he gives a Svara. The second set is attacking the first set. According to the Rambam, everyone agrees that it's a Chiddush. Everyone. Both Rav and Abaye. The question is, what extent do you have that Chiddush? Do you say the Chiddush Lamafrehu, or do you say the Chiddush only Mikana Lahavoy? That's the way the Kesef Mishnah has it. That's one pshat we said in the Rambam. Number two pshat we said is as follows. The Rambam really agrees with the Torah and the Ramban completely. So what does he mean when he says Chiddushu? If he agrees with the Ramban and the Torah that it's a Svara, so what does he mean that it's a Chiddushu? It means a Chiddush that you let the guy walk. There's no doubt that we should nail the first set, because the second set, Alpi Svara wins. But to let the guy walk? Remember, the first set, a guy murdered. Second set to the first set, you guys are with us in LA. But you're letting the first set walk. You're letting the guy walk. That's a Chiddush. That's what the Rambam means, a Chiddush. Not that this first set should get the punishment that they try to give out. That's poshut. That's a svara. But to let the guy walk, that's already a big chiddush. That the Rambam said is a chiddush. So according to the second shot we said, the Rambam really agrees to the Torah and the Ramban. He agrees to that svara. That's what we said beferish, and that's what was said by the Gedulei Truma. And then we said one other pshat in the Rambam. This pshat was said by the Yitshuvas Marin Ben Leiv. Let's get it. And that is that of course the Rambam also agrees with the Torah and the Ramban. So what did he mean that it was a chiddushu? He meant it was a chiddushu that trei kemeya. Two guys can be mazim 100 eidim. They can say every one of you guys imanu yisum in L.A. So according to the second and third pshat, let's get it. The Ram agrees to the Torah and the Ramban of the svara. What he meant chiddushu was either going out and letting the guy walk, the perpetrator, or chiddushu that you say trei kemeya. But regarding the svara, the Ram holds like the Torah and the Ramban. Whereas the first shot we said, which was according to the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam meant Xeris Kosman, he meant it. He does not hold the Svar to turn the Ramban. And the Machleg Zabai Barava is what degree you hold the Chiddush. Whereas according to the Torah and the Ramban, no problem. I hold like Abaye. There's nothing to talk about. Rav is the one who said it was a Chiddush. Abaye said it was a Svar. And we hold like Abaye. So that comes out of. Yeah, very quickly, Yossi. Go ahead.
When we say Chiddush, I mean Chiddush is why the Rambam says you need Xeris Kosman?
No, Chiddush is why the second set beats out the first set.
Meaning the reason why the Rambam really agrees with the Rambam and the Torah.
According to the second and third shot.
There's still the Svara, but the question is why do you need Xeris HaKosav?
Right, exactly. And Xeris HaKosav is either because you let the guy walk, that's the Chiddush. Xeris HaKosav and Chiddush, same thing. You let the guy walk, or Trei Kemeya. But regarding the Svara, that the second set beats out the first, the Ram is masking the Torah and the Ramban. That's according to the second and third shot. According to the first shot, the Ram denies the Svara completely. Completely denies it, okay? The Rambam completely denies the Svara. And how does he masbir the Gemara? Machlokes Rav and Abaye. Everyone agrees the Chiddush. Of course, what degree is the Chiddush?
That's why
that exerts Kosav. It is exerts Kosav, according to the Rambam. The question is, do you pass them to Mafreya? Or do you only pass them to Kanalava? That's the Rambam's masbir Abaye for Rav. The Tur and the Ramban will say, that's good for the Machlokes. Rav says it's a Chiddushu. That's only Kanalava. And Abaye says, no, it's a Svara. And the return Ramban hold like Abaye. And therefore it's possible even in the cattle Lumafred. Okay. That answers number what? Four. Five. Oh. What's the din ba zoma ba choshu ba sachasi fi ashit rishonish iskarnu tasbir? Oh. Again, we stressed always, guys, hachoshu is a contradiction of information. Hazoma, it could very well be the murder's true. But you guys weren't aided by the murder. You were with us in L.A. We stressed that very, very much. What happens if you have a confluence of both? When in your hazama, you also say that the murderer was with us, or the murderee was with us. What's the story? Actually, the way the Rambam said it was, very interestingly, the Rambam says, oh, you think the murder was in Times Square? We were with you, and we were with the murderer the whole day, and there was no murder. So when you had a confluence of hazama and hachasha, what do you call it? Oh. So the simplest reading of the Rambam is that it's called hachasha. And this is the psak of the Marlbach. This is the psak of the Marlbach, that when you have a confluence of both, it is called hachasha. Why is it called hachasha? Because hazama is a chiddush. And anytime you mix anything in, what do I mean mix anything in? Hazama is just purely, you two ate him, imanu hayisim. If you mix in, the perpetrator was with us, that's no longer hazama purely. And therefore that's called hachasha. That was one pshat that we said. That was the pshat that we said, Lamaisa, okay? According to Lechem Mishnah. There is another pshat that we said. The Tzlach says that the Gemara in Makkos has psukim. Achetishkar, Esayidus, Lanos Bosara, or Achetishkar. What do you need a pasuk for? Why is there a need to have a pasuk? If we hold, Lamaisa, according to Abaye, why do you need a pasuk? If you hold like Abaye, right? That I'll be smarter, the second set wins. Why does the Gemara Makkos have psukim? The answer is to tell me this, that hazama means pure hazama. If you throw any other element in, like hachasha, it's no longer called hazama anymore. So that's mazber, the shittas of Rambam. Let's get it. That's what I meant by tasbir. According to Marlbach, if you have hazama v'hachasha, babas achasi, it is called hachasha. The svara being, that's gufa, what anytime you have any mix in, it's no longer a chiddush anymore. Therefore, it's called a chasha. Or the fact that you hold like a baye, if you hold like a baye, which we do, that it's based on a smara. What do you need a pasuk for? The pasuk tells me this. It's got to be purely hazama. So the outcome is the same according to both pshatim. That's the answers number what? Number six. Five, rather. I'm sorry, five. Six. Let's go, six. What were the three gemaras that we mentioned in Shas? They're against the shita. Well, how is it against? Let's get them. Number one, the guy says, Ploni Yervoni Lertzoni, Palgini Diburu. Guy comes in with his friend and says he was sodomized. You can't testify about yourself. Yes, you can, Palgini Diburu. Ain't not a man's amount of Russia? No, but you say Palgini Diburu. Split it in half. Let me ask you. Please chop this, we said. Every Eidus in Halacha, what does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? In order for Eidus to be acceptable, what is the klal you need? Eidus, sha'ata, yachol, lazima. The Eidus must be able to be mazimed. You must be able to be mazimed to Eidim. You must be able to be mazimed to Eidim. If you cannot be mazimed to Eidim, then the Eidus is not good. Eidus, sha'ata, yachol, lazima is not Eidus. Let me ask you. That guy that comes in the basin, he was one of the two parties involved. He was an aide, but he's talking about himself. Can you be mazimed that? Could you be mazim then? Two other Adam come in and say, he was with us in L.A. What does that mean, he was with us in L.A.? That's Hazama and also Hakasha. And what are we saying according to the first Shita Yitzi? What's it called? Hazama Hakasha. Then you never can be mazim a guy. Because by definition, it's called Hakasha. Then by definition, it's called Eidu Shiyata Yochel Azim. How does that case get off the ground? First Kasha. How does that case get off the ground? Alpidin's label is Hakasha. You never can be mazim. The Eidus never should be good. Every Eidus in Halacha is only good if you can be mazim the Eidus. If you label Zachashe Shmuel, it's not good. You follow? Number two, Kasha. We paskin, Shliach Nasa Eid. A Shliach who delivers a get from Medina Siam can also serve as what? He also can serve as what, Adam? An aid. Yes? The Shliach that delivers a get serves as an aid. Is that Eidus able to be mazim? No, because when you're mazimit, it's also a what? A contradiction in the case, because he was the party involved in giving the get. If you label Azama v'achasha v'azachasi as being what? As being hachasha, then it's edus that cannot be mazim. It's edus shiatocha lazimit. Edus shiatocha lazim is not acceptable. Second kasha. Third kasha. Our very own Gemara before the Bechini, on Chavtesim and Aleph. The renters came in and said, what? We rented it? Ana Agrinin. We rented it. They said, Beferish, we rented it. They said, they came in, they said, we rented it from the guy. We rented it from the guy. They're testifying about themselves. If they're called Azam, how could you rent that apartment in New York? You were with us in LA. That's Azam of Achash. If you call that Achash, it's Eri Shiyad Achalazim. Three bomb kashas. That's number six. Seven. How do we answer these kashas? We said as follows. There's a fundamental difference in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. When you make a statement and the hachasha flows from the hazama, but you didn't say it explicitly, then I have no problem. And in that case, we assume what? If the hachasha is yotze mitach hazama, it's not shayich. We only say this din, hazama v'hachasha v'vasachasi is called hachasha, only if you made two separate statements. If you made two separate statements, then it's called what? Hachasha. But if you make a statement, and what flows from that will also be hachasha, then that's acceptable. That's not called what? Hazama. It's called what? That's not called hachasha. What's it called? Hazama. If you make two separate statements, say you were with us, we were in Times Square with the Adam and the murderer, then that's a problem. Hazama hachasha is called hachasha. But if I say shliach nasa'ed, and from my hazama will emerge hachasha, on that I call that hazama. On that I call that hazama. So every one of those three gemaras, you didn't make a separate statement. It just flowed, it emerged from your hazama that there was a hachasha. In that case, I call that hazama. I only call it a hachasha when you make two separate statements, like you were with us there in Times Square, and the murderer was with us there. In those two cases, in that case itself, where you make separate statements, that I'll label as what? That I'll label as what? As a hachasha. But when it flows from, when it emerged from it, I call that hazama. Fine. That answers what? That answers number what? Number seven. So we got how they answer those three gemaras. Okay? We said that makes sense too. We said that makes sense. Only when you elucidate separate statements, then I could call hazama hachasha. Basachasi is called hachasha. But if it flowed from it, merges from it, that's still called hazama. Okay, that answers seven. Eight. Eight, let me read it to you because I'm sorry it got blotted out. Ma shita shniya legabi hazama hachasha basachasi tazbir. Oh. We had a second approach in the Rambam, a second shita. Okay, again. Ma hashita shniya legabi hazama v'achosha v'bas achasi tazbir. What was the second shita legabi hazama v'achosha v'bas achasi tazbir in the Rambam? That second shita is the Nesivis. The Nesivis and also the Mariban Lev, Paskin, hazama v'achosha v'bas achasi in the Rambam is called hazama. It's called hazama. Not called a chasha. It is called hazoma. What do you do with the Rambam? Didn't the Rambam say explicitly it's called a chasha? When did he say it's called a chasha? When you say we were in Times Square. When we were in Times Square and we were there with the Adam and the murderer, that's called what? That's called what? A chasha. But if you say you were with us in L.A., with the murderer who was with us in L.A., or the murderee who was with us in L.A., then that's called what? That's taka called hazama. Only when you contradict the place itself where they're saying it happened, and you say we were there with the guy, then in a chanami the Ram calls that hakasha. But when you say you were with us in L.A., and the murderer was with us in L.A., then in a chanami the Ram will call hazama v'hakasha v'azachasi is called hazama. And we said, because if it was really called hakasha, the Ram should have said a bigger chiddush. Why did the Ram give the case you were in Times Square? He should have said you were with us in L.A. with the murder. Why didn't the Ram say that? Must be when you say that case, your talk, it's called what? Hazama. Then one of the guys in Shir asked, if you hold Hazama, Machosha, Basaka, it's called Hazama, why didn't the Ram give that case? You asked that, right? It was a difficulty. I don't know. It's a difficulty. But nonetheless, I got to get those two shitas. But this whole Mahalach shows clearly the difference between Achosha and Hazama. Okay.
How's that? If you're saying the murderer was with us, it doesn't prove that the murder didn't happen.
Someone else could have murdered it.
Someone else, he didn't do the murder.
No, but that, isn't that
no, but he didn't do the murder. Time? Murder means is that Mr. X killed Mr. Y.
That still could have happened.
Mr. X lives in L.A. Mr. X could not have killed Mr. Y.
Are you saying the actual...
Right. Mr. X could not have killed Mr. Y. Right. So the Rambam says when you contradict a place in a Hanam, that's called a Chasha. When you say that you ate him or with us in L.A. and plus the murderer, that's called Hazama. That's a Kiddush. And the Yitzhi asks, well, why did the Rambam say that? Okay. Good point, very good point. But nonetheless, the major machlokes in Achronim, when you have a confluence of both, what is the Rambam sheet? Okay? And if you hold like the first sheet, then you got to ask those three Gemaras, and you got to give that Teretz. Okay. That answers number 8. Let's go. 9. Oh, what is Tosis Kasha on Lamed Aleph from an Aleph? What is Tosis Kasha on Lamed Aleph from an Aleph? Okay? Actually, Tosis has 2 Kasha. Let's get it. Very Pashut, okay? What does Rava say by us? What does Rava say by us? Eidusha bat l'miksasa, bat l'kula, by Achasha. How does that square with another statement of Rava and Bava Kama? Eid zomen is a chidishu, mikan ulahavo hu nifsa. Meaning, whatever you contradict it on, that should be finished. But what you're not contradicting on should be fine. It's a steer in Rava. Very simple kasha. Please get it. That's the tame of Tosis, the steer in Rava. Here Rava says, no, you throw everything out. Why throw everything out? You say Eid Zomim Chidishu, wherever Eid Zomim Chidishu, Mikan Lohovo Nifsal. So say Mikan Lohovo Nifsal too. Why throw out what he wasn't contradicted? Stira Minei Ubei in Rava. First Kasha. Second Kasha, Tosis asks. Why does the Gemara say Beferish? Why does the Gemara say Beferish on Amud Beis that there is no way on earth that Rava, that Rav Nachman can hold like who? Like Rav Chista. Rav Nachman who holds. What does Rav Nachman hold? That you don't throw everything out, right? Whatever was contradicted, you throw out. Whatever is not contradicted, you don't throw out. He cannot hold like Rav Chista. Rav Chista said he have 2 contradictory Adim. They're always puzzle. The Gemara said black on white, Rav Nachman can never hold like Rav Chista. Why not? Maybe Rav Nachman holds like Rava. Meaning Mikan Lahavo Nifsal. Meaning wherever they're caught as liars, okay, we throw them out. But from before that time, we don't throw them out. Those are Tosas 2 kashas. Number 1, Stira Mineu Bei Rava. Number 2, maybe Rav Nachman can hold like Rava and Baba Kama. Rava and Baba Kama holds Mikan Lahavo Nifsal. Those are the 2 kashas of Tosas. Poshin. Okay? I know a lot of guys are chazing and working hard. I'm proud of you guys. You go through it inside, but those are the kashas outside. Okay? You work on inside, you ask me, you call me on the phone, you ask me tomorrow. Okay? Those are the kashas straight up. That answers number what? That answers 9, 10. Now I wrote, what are the shnei terutzim? You know what? I made a mistake. Really, it's 3 terutzim. Let's fix that. What are the 3 terutzim of Tosas? Okay? So first of all, Tosfos says that second kasha, I could answer it. It really is 2. It's 2 terutzim regarding the first kasha and 3 terutzim regarding the second kasha. Okay, so we wrote it half right, but let's just get it. Okay, it's semantical. Let's get it. The first terutz to the second kasha is, don't give me this business that Rav Nachman will hold like Rav and Baba Kama. We don't hold like Rav and Baba Kama. We hold like Abai, Yalkakam. Fine. That answers the second kasha right off the bat. Fine. Then Tosas gives 2 other terutzim that will answer both kashas. First terutz. Let's get it. Our sugi is going like what, mandamer? Our sugi is going like what, mandamer? Like the mandamer chidishu. Remember we had 2 lishonos in Baba Kama? We're going like the mandamer holds chidishu. Meaning only by hazama do you say mikan ulahavahu nifsal. Only by hazama. Our topic in our gemara is hakasha. We always stress that, right? It's a good setup. Baba Kama's Azama, this is Hachasha. By Hachasha, you don't say Mikan Lohavu Nifsal, because Hachasha is not a Chiddush. And therefore, it's not a steer in Rava. Don't ask me a steer in Rava. Rava and Baba Kama's talking about Azama, which is a Chiddush. Our Gemara's talking about Hachasha, where there is no Chiddush. So wherever you're contradicted, you're contradicted. But if we're not contradicted, what? Lamaisa? According to Rava, it's not a Chiddush. You say Eidush Yabal Mishasa Balakum. You say Lamafreu Nifsal. Hazam is a chiddush. Hachash is not a chiddush. That is the teretz That's the second test. That answers the first kasha. How does it answer the second kasha? Nu, how does it answer the second kasha? Because our sugya is going like who? What was the second kasha? Let Rav Nachman hold like who? Let Rav Nachman hold like who? Hold like Rava. Our sugya is going like what? Like Rava here that we hold the mafreya who nifsol. You only see chiddush by hazama. Here we're talking about a chashma, it's just by mafreya, so it never will help you. You can't tell me, oh, Rava, Nachman could hold like Rava because you hold mikan lavu nifsol, and therefore he could hold like Rav Chisda. What do you mean? We're talking about a chashma in our Gemara. So it's by mafreya who nifsol. Fine, that's the second teretz. What's the third teretz? Third teretz is the name of the Riva. The Riva says, beautiful teretz. He says, don't compare Baba Kama to our Gemara. Baba Kama is two separate eduyos. Two separate eduyoses. Baba Kama Geneva and Tvichas, two separate testimonies. Our case is all one testimony. Because the guy can from today until tomorrow say that his father lived on it. The crucial thing is he needs to bring Adam that he ate it, like you said at the beginning of Shir, Zach. The guy who has Adam that he ate on has a meager to say, I bought it from you, right? That's, in our case, it's all one Adus. If it's all one Adus, so therefore we say what? Adus Shabbalim Ksasabalakula. You're not going to say Mikan Lahavo Nifsal. By two Adus, you'll say that. Here it's all one Adus. So that answers the first Kasha. How does it answer the second Kasha? How does that answer the second Kasha? Because what are we talking about here? We're talking about in our Sugya one Adus. And Rava holds, Eidus Shabbat Muksasabal Kulu, Rav Nachman holds no. Even by one Eidus, Rav Nachman holds what? Even by one Eidus, Rav Nachman holds, you split it. Whatever you're contradicting is bad, whatever you're not contradicting is not. It's not bad. So you're going to tell me that Rav Nachman, you want Rav Nachman to hold like who? Rava? How can you want Rav Nachman to hold like Rava? Here in our case, it's all one Eidus. And if it's one Eidus, despite that, Rav Nachman makes a split. So you want to tell me that Rav Nachman can hold like Rav Chisda because he holds Mikan Lahavo Nifsal? What are you talking about? Rava himself, even by Eidus Achatz, passes the whole thing. And Rav Nachman argues in that. So you can't make Rav Nachman hold like who? Can't make Rav Nachman hold like who? Hold like what? Hold like Rava. Rav himself argues here and says Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Lekula. And Rav Nachman says, despite the fact that it's all one Eidus, he still says you split it. So you're not going to make Rav Nachman like what? Like Rava, when Rava himself doesn't hold of it. Rava himself doesn't hold of that here. He doesn't say Mikan Lahavo Nifsal. He holds here, it's all one Eidus. So you're trying to make Rava hold, Rav Nachman hold like Rava? Rava himself doesn't hold of it. That's the pshat of Tosis. Now, let's just conclude. 1 second. The last line of Tosis says, my pshat is difficult. Why? Because when does the Gemara wake up and say it's considered to be what? When does the Gemara say, Akati Chashavah? When does the Gemara wake up and say it's all one Eidus? Only in the Maskana. In the Havamin, it's Mashma, it was two separate Eduyuses. So Tosas leaves the Rival with a difficulty. Okay? So I don't know if it's such a difficulty, we said. We said the truth of the matter is, the notes in the Ritva said, okay, the truth of the matter is, the Havamina might be that it's all considered to be what? We still consider it to be another Eidus in the Havamina. It's another Eidus, but it's another Eidus, but it's not considered to be what? Another Eidus like Neva and Tvich. You know, there are degrees of other Eduyuses. So maybe that's how we want to answer up the Rival a little bit. Okay? That we didn't say originally in Shir, but I think that's the way you can answer. I saw this morning in the notes in the Ritva. Maybe think that's the answer. It's not still not like Neva. It is two separate testimonies in the Havamina, but they're not like lengths apart like Neva and Tvich are. Yes, Ron.
What about when Nachman adds on that the second guy comes and also says it was that he did both, that it was his father's MEA?
So that's what he's arguing on Rav Nachman, on Rava. Rava says, Eidu Shabbat Mitzvah Balakula by Hachasha. Rav Nachman says, split it. Wherever there's a contradiction, it's a problem. Where it wasn't contradicted, it's fine. The Machlok is on Hilchos Eidu Shabbat Mitzvah Balakula. Do you say that topic by Hachasha? That's the Machlok. Okay? Or do you say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Lekula on content? That's where Reb Chaim Moshe is. Okay? Alright. That answers number what? That answers 10. 11. Let's go. We turn the Yomid. Okay? What do we say? There's a fundamental machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Unbelievable. Shnei Kiteirim. Hamachishim Zuetzu. Very simple, guys. You got two sets. They are contradicting each other. One guy said there's a murder 11 a.m. Times Square. The other guy say 11 a.m. we were Times Square, there was no murder. Contradiction. Oh. We said everyone agrees you can never mix and match. You can't take one from one set and one from the other set and have them testify in other cases. Because you know one of the guys is lying. That's core according to everyone. The question is, can each set stay on their own and not mix and match? Or even individually with other guys and testify in futuristic cases? Rav Huna says yes, because they have a cheskes kashrus. Each year it has a cheskes kashrus. You have a cheskes kashrus. And Rav Chista says what? They're liars. And they're apostle. We don't know which one. I don't care. We are apostle forever. So they do tshuva, of course. But they are apostle. Machlek is Rav Huna, Rav Chista. Poshet. Shnei kite egem amachashim zuatzu. This is the machlek Rav Huna, Rav Chista. Okay. Oh, that's 11, 12. What was the kasha of a Rabbi Gunra, Serevnik Shli, to one of my Rebbeim, his Rebbe in Shalbim, now Rebbe in Machon Leiv? What does he ask on Rashbam, Bipshap Rav Huna? The great Gun. What is the basis of Rav Huna? Says the Rashbam. Each guy has a cheskes kashrus. Asks Rav Serevnik Shlita. They go testify in another Din Torah that Mr. X owes Mr. Y $100,000. What allows them to make Mr. X pay Mr. Y that they have a cheskes kashrus? Cheskes kashrus is motzi momen? Ribbono shel olam. Only Edim are motzi momen. No cheskes kashrus. It's a pella. What gives them the legitimacy that they can testify weiter? That answers number 12. 13. How do we answer this according to Rashi Mishvuis? We pointed out that Kasha could be answered. Kasha, maybe you could say, doesn't even start the way we said it. The reason why we said it like this is because it's not based on Cheskes Kashrus. According to Rashi and Shavuos, it's based on Tliya. Tliya. What's the institution of Tliya? That's why we said the Kasha doesn't start. Because Rav Serevnik's Kasha is based on the premise, based on Chazakit. That's the Rashbam. Rashi argues in the Rashbam and says why Rav Huna says what he says. We're told, Mark, that the set that goes into testifying the next Din Torah, they're the kosher ones. Just like you have Shnei Shvilin, two paths. One path, there's a dead rat on. The other path, there's no dead rat. Two guys come, and we don't know which path they went. If they come and ask the Shaila to a Rav, Bezech or Zeh, we assume each guy went on the what? The Torah path. If they come to Bas Achas, then Shneim Tmei Midrabonim. Taisim Sachim Yudamas is Chazakim, and he writes in the Torah. Because we're Tola, we assume that they were on the Torah path. Tliya. We said that Tliya only works on what? The Gemara writes in Sochem? What do we say? On an institution that's the Rabbanan. You got two buckets. One Truma bucket, one Chulin bucket. And you have two pieces of wheat. One Truma, one Chulin. You walk out of the room. Then you walk back in the room. They're no longer on the desk. They must be in the bucket. Which went which? What are we Tola? We assume the Truma thing went in the Truma bucket. The Chulin went in the Chulin bucket. But that's only if the Truma's the Rabbanan. We don't assume Truma works on a D'oraisa level. You open the Bach in your dais, Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. The Bach says that Tliya works even on a D'oraisa institution. It's against the Gemara and Yevamos Pei Beis. What's the answer? According to Rashi and Shavuos, the basis of Rav Huna is based on what? Tliya. And this is on a D'oraisa level. So the Bach might find his roots in Rashi and Shavuos Mem Zayin, who learns up Shat and Rav Huna different than the Rashbam. That Shnei Kitiya Machashim Zutzu is not based on what Chazaka, but it's based on Tliya. And therefore the Bach could say it works even on a D'oraisa level. Ah, and the Gemara Yevamos, Machlekes and Gemaras. Our Gemara is the marker that Tliya works on a level of D'oraisa. And therefore the whole Kasher of Serevnik doesn't start. Because not based on Cheskes Kashrus that's motzi the moment. It's based on the institution called Tliya. Tliya. Then answers 13, 14. We said that we wrote a shtickle in the Beis Yitzchuk to answer this Kasha if you assume like the Rashbam. If it's based on a Cheskes Kashrus, how can a Cheskes Kashrus Chaim be motzi moment? Oh, So he wrote in the Shtickle the following. Four terutzim. The first terutz was, the first terutz is Tliya, but that's like the Kasha as a starter. But assuming the premise of the Rishbam, how do you answer? So let's get it. Number one, we said that according to the Aliyas Rabbeinu Yoina, Daf Mem Gimel and Beis Dinar Masichta, Baba Basra, the Perak Shalanu, also the Shev Shmaitza and the Avne Milun, the same Gadol, right? The Ksos, Avne Milun, Shev Shmaitza is written by the same Gadol. The Avne Milun, Simi Kuchav, Zayin, Sif Karbe, Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza, Al Perak, Detvav, say, that Cheskes Kashrus is based on a Cheskes Aguf. Cheskes Aguf is the king. Cheskes Aguf. If a woman was born as a psula, we assume she's a psula. A woman single, we always presume she's single. She hasn't lived with a man. Cheskes Aguf is an all-powerful chazaka. And the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Ayin Hamid Beis is masbir that a Cheskes Aguf beats out a Cheskes Mamon. The Sugya on Daf Yud Beis of Shmuel Nochem Shlita pointed out to us in Ksubis bases itself on Bari. But the Gemara in Ksubis Ayin Hamid Beis being masbir the mission Daf Yud Beis base says it's based on Cheskes Aguf purely. Cheskes Aguf is more powerful than a Cheskes Mamon. Slam dunk. So a Cheskes Kashrus is from a Cheskes Aguf. Cheskes Aguf, therefore, beats out Cheskes Mamon and it's both Zimon. That's the first terz. Second terz. Bless you, Josh. Cheskes Kashrus is based on Rov. Cheskes Kashrus is based on Rov. Yashar Koyach, it's based on Rov. Who says this? The Pnei Yoshua and Gittin Daf Yud Zayin. Shkoyach, that it's based on Rov. What's the Gemara we learned in the beginning of the semester? First day, I think it was. Ein holchim b'momen acharov. Excellent, Alan. We hold like Shmuel. Shkoyach cheskes kashrus based on rov. But we said Rabbi Kivega writes in the Tshuva that if it's a gigantic rov, 95-98%, that it could even be motzi momen. Where's this Rabbi Kivega? Tshuva's kuf lamed zayin. Rov gadol. If it's a rov gadol, it can even be motzi momen. So it could be that cheskes kashrus based on an ungigantic rov. That most yidim are kosher. They look at motzi momen. That answers which one? Bless you. That answers 14. 15. Give two other terutzim.
We gave three answers?
We gave four. 14 is two terutzim. So we gave the two terutzim. 15. Give two other terutzim to answer the Rashbam. We said as follows. Number three. There is a klal called Rov Shochtid Rov Mumchin Etzo Shchitehem. Anyone who engages in Shchite, we assume is an expert. Okay? That's probably the case, as we said. Right? Guy would be, right? Rov Mumchin Etzo Shchitehem. It'd be a little bit bizarre. Guy engages in it. Guys are probably a little meshugia. Guy, who doesn't know what he's doing. To start shechting a behemoth gas or an oaf. So Rov Mumchin Etzo Shchitehem. Fine. There is such a rule. However, the Rashba asks on the Ra'ah. I don't understand that. Why is there a klal that most guys at Shech, not most all, are experts? Why don't you combine the mute, that's a minority of guys who don't know what they're doing, plus the chazaka that the animal was what? What's the status of an animal before it's shechted? Avram in a chai, or what else? Isser esev in his vucha. Machlok shrashi tishin shvus chafei, and a beyad afoftalim. He said, remember that? What is the status of an animal before it's shechted? Is it Avram in a chai, or is it Isser esev? Remember we called what an Isser esev is? The Torah sometimes has an Isser essay. The Torah articulates an Isser in a positive manner. Like Le'olam Bem Tavodu. That's the classical Isser essay which Shechter always points out to us. There's an Isser Meshachar and Evikneini. The Torah says, keep him in a state of servitude. That's the way the Torah formulates the Isser. It doesn't say Al Teshachrer or Lo Teshachrer. It says Le'olam Bem Tavodu. This is an Isser essay too. The animal in its state when it's not Shechted is an Isser essay. So it's a Machlech Rashi Tos in Be'a and in Shavuos. Whether the status of an animal is in the Avram Nachai or is in the whatever it is, you should combine the mute of guys who don't know how to shech with the presumption the animal's usser, and that should beat out the rov. Smoch miyuto lechazaka, the Israelay ruba, weaken the rov. Gemara Kedushin daf peyam and aleph. That's a little bit shvir, because who's the one who was choshes for miyuta? We know that from getting last year, guys. Beisim and beis. Who's the one who's choshes for miyuta? Which Tana? Reb Meir. Chumim or not, so we asked me a kashal fear of mayor, we don't hold it from mayor. Okay, that's a different discussion. It's a different topic. Okay, but nonetheless, How do you answer that kasha, the Rashba and the Ra? You know what the Beis HaLevi says, the Rav's great-grandfather? The Rav was named after the Beis HaLevi's great-grandfather. What does the Beis HaLevi say? It's not Rav, it's Kol. Every person that engages in Shechita, Kol of them, is a Mumche. It's a Vadai. It's a Vados. It's not a Rav. The Kol is a Vados. Maybe that's what Kessus Kashus is. It's a slam dunk every year. It's a Kessus Kashus. He's a good guy. He has the Pintel Yid. Every Yid has a Cheskes Kashus, that Pintel Yid. It's a Kol. It's not a Rov. It's more than a slam dunk. If that's the case, we answer Rav Shrodnik's Kasha. How could a Cheskes Kashus be Motzi Mama when they testify in futuristic cases? It's not a Cheskes Kashus. It's a Kol. It's a Vadai. There's no Sufik. We know for sure they're kosher. Okay. That's the third teretz. And number four, which is the second one for this question, Rebbe Chonui. Shnei Shlavim. Not Shalvim, Shlavim. Okay? Shlavim are stages in Hebrew. Shlav. Shin Lamed Beis. A Shlav. Shlav Bet, Shlav Gimel, right? Ramot, right? Ramot Aleph, Ramot Bet. Shlav is a stage. Shnei Shlavim. What gets them in the door to go into the next case? What gets them in the door? They have a Cheskes Kashrus. But when they testify, what's Motzi the Mamon? They're Edus, not the Cheskes Kashrus. What was the Moshe that we gave? The Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin. Eid Echad Yuchsuk. And Eid Echad says, this piece of meat on our desk is a piece of ham. Eid Echad Nemem Bisurin. No problem. An hour later, you eat the piece of ham with Edim and Asro. You're given Malkus. Malkus, you yell. But only in Erechet says, so what? The Erechet established that it's ham. You move on from there. You move on from there. Shnei Shlavim. So too are Shnei Shlavim. The Cheskes Kashrus gets them in the door that they were to set that's kosher in the contradictory case. That gets them in the door in the next case. But when they testify, Eli, their Edus is what's most in the moment, not their Cheskes Kashrus. Shnei Shlavim. Shnei Shlavim. Okay. That answers 15, 16. Oh. We turn to Yomud now, also in the Taisusim. We turn to Yomud. Taisus is bothered by a very strong kasha. Let's get it. He says, I don't understand. In Rav Huna's case, the first set came in, the second set contradicts them and says there was no murder in Times Square. Face off. They're both kosher, as long as you don't mix and match. Fine. Taisus says, not fine. The second set should be believed. Please get it. Because they have a migu that they could have said the first set were robbers. Were gazlanim. Very clear kasha. It's a very clear kasha. The second set has a migu. They could have said the first set was gazlanim and they would have won. They would have won. Therefore, that is Taisus kasha. Ma Taisus shualim. I'm on 16. That's exactly the kasha. What did Tosha ask that the second set should win? Because they have a migu, they could have said the first set were robbers. Fine. 17. What are the two terutzim? Okay? What are the two terutzim? And I want you to get this, okay? Please, let's get it. First terutz we said was as follows. First terutz we said was that it's a migu b'makom edim. Now, if you take out the word va'od, like the Maharsha does, if you look in Masech, if you look in Bava Kamma and Meruba, he takes out the word va'od. It's not there. So, okay, let's take it out. The Maharsha took it out. We'll take it out for now. He takes out the word what? He takes out the word va'od. So, what is the answer? The answer is that it's a migu b'makom what? Migu b'makom edim. And what does that mean, migu b'makom edim? It's basically trei kemeyet. Meaning to say, I want you to get this, please. In the kasha of Tosos held that migu was a koch hatayne. So the second set should be able to win over the first set and tilt the scale. They have a migu. The teretz, the first teretz is, Alan, that migu is what? Not a koch hatayne, but it's biru. And anything that's biru, you could throw in a migu, you could throw in a robe, you could throw in a chazaka, trei is kemeyet. That's the first teretz of Tosos. Then what's the second teretz of Tosos? That you never can say a migu by edim. Because one aid doesn't know what the other aid is thinking. One aid doesn't know what the other aid is thinking. Now, we had before the Bechina that regarding Tapata themselves, they do know what they're thinking, we said. We do know what they're thinking. But That's what Tosfos said in Kiddushin, Adafim Gimel. But here they're just external parties, they're testifying. So what do we say that Lamdus of Migu is here? Please get it. There's a third possibility of Migu, Alan, we said. Koachataina was what Tosfos held in the Kasha. In the first terrace, he holds Biru. The second terrace, 1A doesn't know what the other guy's thinking. That's called a subjective type of Biru. Subjectively. Right? Subjectivity. Thank you. Right? Where do we find that from the Ramban? That if a guy says a kuflam and dalad meis before he dies, yesh libonim, says he has kids, he's believed because he has a migu to say he divorced his wife. Can she marry a kohen or not? Can she marry a kohen or not? Yes. Because the Ramban says that the husband wants her to be able to marry any man that she wants. She doesn't want her to be limited. But the migu is that he divorced her. If he divorced her, she can't marry a kohen. She's a grusha. That was all theoretical. He doesn't want to limit her ability to marry anyone. So subjectively, you can frame the migu which way you want it to help you out. That's like a subjective beer and what subjective concept of beer. That's what Tosfos means by saying, oh, we don't know which guy, what the other guy's thinking. So you can't say amigu by Hayden. So I'm saying, I want you to get this. We want to say the three different approaches of amigu just in that Tosfos. In the premise of the Kasha, he held amigus kochataimen. So it should tilt the scale. The second set should be able to beat the first set by saying they have amigu to Gaslanus. But it's Avis. Kochataimen. Kochataimen is a different nature. It's not beer. It's not on the track of beer. So it should be able to tilt the scale, like we said by Migu B'makomeinim Amrinin, according to Rav Chisda. First terrace of Tosfos is no, Migu's not Kochatan, it's a Migu's objective beer. You could throw all the Migus or Roves or Chazakas you want on the side of the Adim, the other Adim face it off, Trey Kameh. Then the second terrace is that Migu is a subjective type of beer, and that is you always have to think about theoretically would the guy have said it or not. And no, I don't know what the other guy would have thought. And where do we bring a raya that there's a subjective type of beer from that Ramban of Abbasra, Kufla Madal, where he says the woman can actually marry a kohen. But his migu was he could divorce his wife. But he never would have wanted to say that. So you see, you can frame it and articulate which way you want your tiny to go, or your theoretical migu. So that's a subjective type of beer, which fits into that second terrace. 1A doesn't know what the other guy's thinking. You see, it's a very subjective type of thing, and that's what this gives his terrace. Oh. Now, there's one more nakud on this. And let's get it here now. Please just get it, because I want to include it in this. Okay? Please get it and include it in this question. Okay? There was a line in the Tosfos that said as follows. There are two more points I want to add. Let's add them right here. Okay? Why didn't Tosfos frame the Kashi? Says the second set could have been maize in the first set. Why did Tosfos only say Gazlonis? You hear the point? Why did Tosfos say the second set could only say the first set are Gazlanim? Why doesn't he say the second set could have said the first set are what? To be mazed in them. What did Tosfos say? Please get this. We said the Chassam Sofer. What did we say? We said they're afraid. What are they afraid of? If the second set is mazim the first set, they're going to have to say a specific date, precise date, that on such and such day, you were not in Times Square. You were with us in L.A. You know what? If they make up that lie, and they have to be pinned down to a specific date, maybe there's a third set out there that saw them and said, you weren't in L.A. You were with us in Miami. You follow me? Whereas by Gazlonis, why aren't they afraid? Because by Gazlonis, they can make up any date. And they'll make up a date where no one could have seen them. So they won't get caught. That was a beautiful Chassam Sofer that was mazed with that line of Tosfos. Please get that. That's why Tosfos framed the Kasha only as Gazlonim. That the second set should have first said you Gazlonim. They don't say the second set could have what? Mazim. Because they'll be scared. Because a third set might come and say, don't say you were in L.A. You were in L.A., you were in Miami. Whereas when you say the first set were Gazlonim, you can think about any day and say, you guys robbed on December 31st in Cheyenne, Wyoming, right? Now, no one was there. So what are they afraid of? No one's going to see. They know no one saw them. They'll come up with a day that no one saw them. Nay, in place where no one saw them, so it won't be a problem. Okay. And the last point I want to just make is that there was the Nachlas Moshe pointed out from the Torah Chaim in Merubah. He did add the word Va'od. So it comes out that there basically are different terutzim, three different terutzim. Please get that. The Torah Chaim and Baba Kama said va'od. You should put the word va'od in. So what's the first terutz? Migu b'makom edim. says the Nachlas Moshe, Migu B'Makom Edim means, even the Ma'an Dharma holds Migu B'Makom Edim Amrinin, doesn't mean that Migu beats out Edim. Everyone knows Edim is the best. What a Migu does, it can create a stopgap. Can create Safek. So that's what Tosis is saying. Even, nearly, he says, Migu B'Makom Edim Lo Amrinin. Right? That's what Tosis is saying. He's saying, Tosis is saying in Chiddush, V'od. What do you mean V'od? Meaning, even if you hold Migu B'Makom Edim, but L'maisa, it's never going to decide anything. Even if you hold Migu B'Makom Edim, you're never going to go like Migu over Edim. It just creates a Safek. So that's exactly what he's trying to say here. That Migu really, Migu doesn't really accomplish anything. Migu's never out of Edim, so it's not going to help anything. Migu never wins. All it does is create a tie. So therefore, the whole Kasha doesn't start at Taisus. You try to say the second set is a Migu to win, they never would win. Migu never beats out Edim ever. Might create a tie, but nothing more than that. Have the love of those. That's the way he said Va'od. You read it like this. Nearly a Migu Makom Edim Larmin Va'od. And even if you want to tell me Migu Makom Edim Amrinin, but all the Migu does is create a suffix. Never beats out the Edim. Okay? Oh. So please get those 2 points on 17 that we added. Okay, 18. Let's go. Oh. Let's go, guys. What was the Hava Minit? What was the Hava Minit of the Gemara? Whenever Lema appears in Shas, 98% of the time, twice in the first half and the second pick up, Psalchem says, Chafal Rav, it's a Hava Minit that's slugged up. This is also slugged up. What is the Lema? Lema, Rava, Kirav Chista, Velema, Rav Nachem, and Kirav Huna. What does that mean? Rava, who says what? Alan. Eidu Shabbat, Miksasa, Balakula, Ba'achasha, throw everything out, holds like Rav Chista. As soon as you're contradicted, you're a liar. Finished. You're a liar. Rav Chista, Shneiki, the Machshim says, you're a liar. We throw everything out. Puzzle. We throw everything out. And Rav Nachman holds like who? Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna. Rav Nachman says, whatever you're contradicting, I'm fine. We'll throw out. Whatever you're not contradicting, it's good. It's like another Adis. That's exactly what Rav Nachman holds. They keep the Machshim to a zoo. That's exactly what Rav Huna holds. They're kosher futuristic cases. No problem. So whatever you're not contradicting, it's fine. That's 18. Just be mazmer with the Havami. Push it. 19. What's the Maskon? Maskon is as follows. The lame is destroyed. What way is it destroyed? It's destroyed in one direction. Please get it. Rava says, I can hold like who? Rav Huna. How can I hold like Rav Huna? Rav Huna only said his chiddush that your kasher on futuristic cases, but on the same edus, he'll agree it's thrown out. And therefore Rava says, I can jive even with who? Even with Rav Huna, because this is all one edus. That's what we said. Tosa said his whole chiddush of the Rebam, that the Havamina was that it's all one edus. The Gemara only knows one edus in the Maskanda. So we touched up Tosas with the notes in the Ritva. Okay, compared to Tvicha Mechira, it's considered to be enough of the edus. Then the Gemara says, Mamish. What? It's Mamish considered to be what? It's Mamish considered to be one edus. So the Gemara destroyed that part of the lame. But regarding the Rav Chista part, everyone agrees. According to Rav Chista, Rav Nachman no way can hold like Rav Chista. Only Rava can hold like Rav Chista. That part sticks. Rav Nachman can never hold like Rav Chista. Rav Nachman who says that whatever you're not contradicting on is good, that can never be like Rav Chista. Whatever you're contradicting on, your deem is possible for good. That's it. Possible forever. That's it. You're shek. Okay. That answers number what? Number 19. 20. Let's get it. Okay. What does Tosis ask from the Gemara and Ksubis, the Gabi Ketanami or Psuletis Hayu? Let's get it. Number 20. Okay? Please, let's get it. Okay? Let's get 20 and 21. Let's go. 20. What is Tosis Kasha? The Gemara writes in Ksubis as follows. You have two Edom that sign a star. Star of all. Then two other Edom, then they die. Two other Edom say those guys were Psuletis. They were Krovim. They were Psuletis. Krovim, they were Ketanim, yes? Three cases. What's the din? The second set is believed if you were not Mekayim the Shtar. If you're Mekayim the Shtar, the second set is not believed. Now, Michael, what does not believed mean? What would you think not believed means? That the Shtar should be what? Good. You should be able to collect with it. Rav Nachman says in Ksubas and Nafraf, no. It just means you keep it. You can't collect a thing with it. Can't collect one penny. Tosis asks Steven Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman in Ksuba says you can't collect with it. What does Rav Nachman say here? Rav Nachman says that Shnei Kitim Achshim Zuzu are considered to be kosher on futuristic cases. This is a futuristic case. When the second set says about the first set that they were psuleitis, they're talking about the goof. Regarding the loan, they know nothing about the loan. So you should view the loan as a separate atis. But mainly, you should be kosher. The star should be collected. You should be able to collect with. Mamash Estirim and Eobed Rav Nachman. Tosum and Aleph asks Estirim Rava. Tosum and Beit asks Estirim Rav Nachman. That's Tosus Kasha. Chlor Kasha. Fine? That's 20. 21. What is Tosus' answer? Tosus' answer is the following. Beautiful Kiddush. Okay? Let's get it. He says a very beautiful answer. What is the basis of Rav Nachman and Rav Huna? What's the basis? We said it already. What is their basis? Cheskes, Kashrus, right? Let me ask you. The second set that says about the first set that they're Pusulatus, are you challenging their Cheskes, Kashrus? Think about it. You're saying they're always Ketanim. They never had a Cheskes, Kashrus. You're not challenging it. You're just saying you weren't Kashrulatus because you were cotton. Krovim Hayu, you were related. You're not challenging their Cheskes Kashrus. It's a technical problem. You're related. What's the other one? What's the other? Anusim Hayu. They had a gun to their head. If they didn't sign the star, they would have been killed. You're not challenging their Cheskes Kashrus. They had to sign to save their lives. Pikuch Nefesh. Pikuch Nefesh is docha that. One sheet that says Pikuch Nefesh is not docha Sheker of Neva. We don't pass like that. That's Rav Meir. We pass like Chom that. Only Shlosh Raveris. Niuv, Avodah Zarah, and Ritzicha, right? But you're not challenging their Cheskes Kashrus. Since you're not challenging their Cheskes Kashrus, that's why Rav Nachman says you can't collect with the Shtar. If you ever challenge the Cheskes Kashrus, the Cheskes Kashrus always wins, and you would be kosher. But here the second set wasn't challenging the Cheskes Kashrus. It was challenging that they were disqualified for different reasons. They were either Ketanim, they were related, or as Yossi said, they had a gun to their head. That wasn't challenging the Cheskes Kashrus, so therefore Rav Nachman says, you're not able to collect with it. Just let it status quo. Cheskes Momen. And then Tosus adds on, please get this line, he said, and now we have to say they're unrelated. Now they're Gedolim. Now obviously there's no gun to their head. They haven't done anything wrong. Why does Tosus have to add that on at the end? Why does Tosus have to add that on in the end? So we said from the Nachlos Moshe. Because if they're presently now Ketanim, if they're presently now related, what's the din? Who would win? The second set would win hands down. Even if it was certified. Even if it was Mekuyim, the second set would win. They're attacking their goof. So you have to say at this present time, they're what? They're fine now. And therefore, we don't know what to do with that star from many years ago. What should we do? So Rav Nachman says, hold it. Don't collect with it. Because their Cheskes Kashrus is never being challenged. But if the second set said, now they're Ketanim, and they are still Ketanim, then the second set wins. You can verify from today until tomorrow. Just like in Hazama, the second set beats out the first set because you're attacking the goof. The second set is attacking the first set by saying they're like Hazlonin. It's the same thing. You could have said they were gamblers and they've done tshuva. That's just a bigger tray to say. To do tshuva for gambling, you got to find all the guys you won from. If you can't find them, you got to pay public works. You got to get rid of the chips. You got to know to do tshuva. So that's a big dray for Tosfos to say. It's just simply they're unrelated. A lot of guys ask me, how can you become unrelated? Through a marriage. Your brother-in-law is pusulatus. Let's say he dies or there's a divorce. Then you break the relationship. You can break a relationship. Certain krovim you can't, of course, okay? But others you can through marriage. If there was a death or there was a divorce. So you must say the Nachlos Moshe. That's what Tosfos concludes the Tosfos by saying. You have to say, now they are unrelated. Now they are unrelated. Now they are gedolim. Because the bottom line is, if you're going to still stick to the guns, that's your status quo now, then the second set should for sure win. For sure should they win. They should win. So they're attacking the Gufa Eidim. Okay, that answers number what? Number 21. Fine. All right, let's stop here. We'll dive in Mincha. Tomorrow we go Vayit and Chazar. Please, Chazar, over the best of your ability, guys. Okay, we've got to do Chumash tomorrow. Okay?